Monday, what is it? It would be the 5th of February. So question one was, Facebook's 10 years old and LinkedIn is 11. What's my view of the status of social media in general? Generally, I think we're living in a transition phase. Critical mass, I suppose, has been reached in terms of users, but there's still a lot more potential than actual benefit that has been recorded by the business community in terms of its adoption of social media. Business community, generally speaking, is still fumbling in the dark because they've been either given the wrong advice by people who are marketing themselves as social media experts, or they're measuring the wrong things. And I think a lot of that comes down to the fact that businesses are used to measuring eyeballs across a marketing campaign than they are really thinking about how to engage their audiences more effectively. I think there's a great potential for use of social media that has not yet been tapped into. So I think, we're living through that transition phase, but I think it will change in the course of the next about 5 to 10 years. And I think we'll develop some degree of maturity as to what we should be measuring. Question two was that I relocated to Australia a couple of years ago, and what did I find? I have to say, coming back to Australia was very hard indeed for me. Never let it be said that technology overcomes the tyranny of distance. It certainly doesn't. And one of the main reasons why it doesn't is because of time zones. So I was not able to communicate as effectively with the people and the networks that I had built up in the UK and Europe. So it was very difficult for me to come back to an environment that was so isolated and that was effectively between 9 and 11 hours difference in terms of time zones. So it was quite difficult. Also, even though Australia is a technologically adept country, there are serious problems with our interconnectivity. The cost of broadband in this country is unbelievably expensive, and frankly, the quality of the connections that we do get are poor. So in terms of social media, the community was smaller, they were talking less, And ironically, even the tyranny of distance affects Australia in that there are little pockets of activity in Melbourne and Sydney and Brisbane and Adelaide and Perth, but we're all disconnected from one another because, you know, it takes an hour to fly between Melbourne and Sydney, and that's one of the shortest journeys within country. So even inside our own country, we suffer from the tyranny of distance. Question three was saying, some time ago I mentioned something about losing my Twitter following when I relocated to Australia. In many respects, the issue with losing my followers when I came to Australia was a product of that distance and those time zone differences. It's absolutely the case that when you are no longer communicating regularly during office hours, or at least waking hours, with the people in your local region, then you will lose following because people will just not be able to connect with you at the time when you're able to share information or participate in discussions. Now, for me in particular, it's been really difficult to participate in online events that are happening in Europe or in the UK, because they're always happening between sort of 11 o'clock at night my time and 6 o'clock in the morning. And that's just really hard because I feel that it's often participating in those events, even remotely, where you gain a lot of information from various subject matter experts. So I lost followers that way, and I also lost followers, I believe, because, I started to communicate with other groups of people, other interest areas. So I had to connect to the community locally, and as a result, I was considered to be less of an influence in the areas and the markets and the audiences with whom I'd previously connected. Question four was about Australia and Asia and what the differences are in terms of social media adoption. I should first, I suppose, start with the differences between Australia and UK, EU and US oriented use of social media. Australia's interesting because as a Western nation, it's adopted many of the same technologies that are available elsewhere. But there's a stronger tendency to quote or cite other people without actually producing any kind of critical response. So people are more likely to retweet, they're more likely to quote someone directly from a newspaper article or from an interview on radio or television, or they will refer to some publication or anywhere where someone has said something, but they will not offer any commentary of their own in response to that idea. It's something that we observed in our research at 1,000 Heads on conversations around politics, and it was quite curious to actually see that Australians, as loudmouthed as we are and as opinionated as we are, that we're rather reticent to say anything online. And I actually blame social media policies for that, because there are such rigid conditions in so many workplaces that are associated with what you're allowed to say on social media, that Australians now are getting into the habit of not saying anything at all. They're only just making quotations or referring to other people's work rather than saying anything interesting themselves, which is, I think, actually quite a retrograde aspect of Australian social media use. As for Asia, Asia is fascinating. I think it's the most interesting aspect of social media today. First of all, you know, of the global planet's population of 7.1 billion people, 4.36 billion live in Asia. And China alone has 1.3 billion people. Of those 1.3 billion Chinese people, nearly 800 million of them are social media users. And, you know, a year ago, there were 798 million users of the Tencent social network QQ or Qzone. There were 300 million on Weibo over a year ago. So, you know, this is an area that has the biggest numbers of people and the biggest growth. Some of the biggest growth in the world is sitting in Asia right now. They're fairly unsophisticated in terms of how they use social media for business purposes. It's dominated by absolutely personal use at this stage. But that is changing, and the companies in Asia are moving on to social networks in order to engage their community much more. And because the Asian cultural discourse is very much about inclusiveness and about beauty and about sharing great experiences, that social networking sits actually quite well with the natural Asian culture. But at this stage, there's a great opportunity in that market because business people are as yet still unsure of how they should engage without offending their audiences, I think is the best way of describing it. So there's a very subtle way of engaging their audiences. And it's not really as much about getting a database of email addresses or, you know, working out whether or not someone's interested in this product or that product. It's actually much more a business optimization tool, I think, in that region. They see social networks as a chance to engage their customers and their audiences in a lifelong journey together. And that's much more, it's a longer view, I suppose, of social media than let's just grab their email addresses and let's just grab their contact details and get the number of likes that we want. That's a very Western approach, whereas I think the Eastern approach is much more probably culturally appropriate for social networks. So, I mean, I think Asia is new but really interesting. And finally, Europe, you say Europeans are always whinging. What's the opinion seen from down under? I have to say, Australians don't see Europeans as whinging at all. If anything, we see you guys as involved in debate. You're thinking about the outcomes of engagement. You're thinking about the the repercussions of various regulations and processes that are adopted in business environments. And I think that's a good thing. I don't think anyone in Australia would see euros as Europeans as whinging so-and-sos. So I think, though, one thing that we do acknowledge is the fact that you guys have some of the best access on the planet. You have incredibly high bandwidth connections, very cheap, very reliable, and you have a community, an international community, who are prepared to commit time and learning in social media practice to produce the best possible environment for your audiences and your markets. In Australia, I think the issue has been partly a problem with broadband access, but also there's a reticence to invest in social media in any way other than just in a old-fashioned advertising manner. The advertising sector has such control over the corporate sector in Australia that use of social media has been fairly unsophisticated here. And I think also when it comes to how an organisation develops itself and how a community is developed, I think Europeans are naturally better communicators than Australians in that respect. You've got to invest across different regions in different languages. You've got to actually work together collaboratively, so you're actually better at it than people down here. So whilst you might see yourself as whingers, we certainly don't. And we certainly look to Europe to see how Australia could improve. So I hope that helps. And let me know if I can answer any further questions.